Good evening, nature lovers. It's the 7th of July, 2008. And I'm sitting here at a small pond in the most southern part of Sweden. The time is quite late. It's about 23 o'clock, near to midnight, but it's not completely dark yet. What you hear in the background here is a very very uncommon frog. I really don't know what's it's called in English. Maybe bell frog, European or East European bell frog, but the name in Latin is bombina bombina. In Swedish it's called klockgroda. It's only one male calling for the moment, but for a couple of minutes ago it was at least five males calling. Now there is two males. This little pond was created 2 years ago in a very, very hard exploited agricultural landscape in Skåne, in the southern Sweden, in the Österlen area of Scania. 2 years ago I digged this little pond. It's only 3 meters broad and 6-7 meters long, and the deep of it is in the deepest part 1.2 meters approximately, and it seems that the bell frog that you hear have found its place to breed and sustain in this little pond. earlier during the springtime. I also heard calls from tree frog, lövgroda, in this pond, but they have left, I think. I haven't heard anything from them during the last month. However, this little bombina is a frog that have been red listed in Sweden, and I think in the whole Europe. And we need to save these small animals that give us so much pleasure and are a part of the unique biodiversity of our world. Therefore, I hope that more than me may be able to give these beautiful animals some habitat to live in, so we can hear these beautiful calls even in the future. It's late now, and the frogs are soon going to bed, I think. The bell frog, Bombina Bombina, are more active with calls during the afternoon, during the daytime. So the grasshoppers may be taking over the concert for the night here. Bombina Bombina was named by Carl von Linné, Carolus Linnaeus, 1758, I think, when he visited the eastern part of Scania. He heard these frogs calling, and he thought that it sounds like bells from churches, long away. And therefore he gave the name Klockgruda, bell frog, to these frogs. It's 300 years ago. The bell frog was extinct in Sweden during the 70s, but it has been re-implanted and has had a very prosperous development in some parts of Scania. So, therefore, we can once again magic sound from small water holes in the Scanian landscape, if we are lucky. This was just a short, spontaneous cast from the Peppinge in the south east of Scania.